And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
It's hard to say what's more maddening when it comes to the way North Carolina Republican legislative leaders have failed in their duty to draw new legislative and congressional maps. The secretive and deceptive process they've employed, the rigged and gerrymandered districts that process produced, or the bellyaching in which they've engaged since the state Supreme Court set them back to the drawing board a few weeks back. As a coalition of civil and voting rights groups made clear at a press event earlier this week, however, whichever the case, it's clear that time is running out, and the lawmakers have no one to blame but themselves for the pinch they're in. Simply put, Republican legislators have been unconstitutionally and illegally rigging state elections for more than a decade and have been called out by the courts many times. That they now find themselves under extremely tight time constraints and face the likely prospect of surrendering any ability to control the final outcome of the redistricting process to an expert appointed by the court is a problem that's wholly self-inflicted. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.